Once again this week in national news, I was reminded of an incident that happened in New York City last spring. It was on Memorial Day, and Christian Cooper was doing what he loves best, bird watching in Central Park. And as he was watching flycatchers and woodpeckers in the section of the park called the Ramble, Amy Cooper, who was no relation, walked by with her dog. The dog was not on a leash, which is a violation of park rules. And Christian, who is black, asked Amy to put her dog back on the leash. Well, she refused. And the exchange became quickly heated. Well, Christian began to record the exchange on his phone. And in response, Amy said, "I'm taking a picture and calling the cops. I'm going to tell them that an African American man is threatening my life." Well, the next day, Christian posting of the video went viral on Twitter and garnered, I think, over 40 million hits. And the reaction was immediate. Amy was fired from her high-level finance job. The city's district attorney is prosecuting her for filing a false incident report. And the rescue organization from whom she adopted her Cocker Spaniel asked her to surrender the dog. Well, as you might expect, Amy was vilified as the embodiment of white privilege and racism. She later wrote a rather emotional apology for making false assumptions about Christian's intentions. But interestingly enough, Christian wanted no part of Amy's prosecution. Considering that Amy has already lost her job and her reputation, it's hard to see what is being gained by a criminal charge, he told reporters. Well, he acknowledges that many will disagree with his position. He said, "I must err on the side of compassion and choose not to be involved in this prosecution." For him, there is a much bigger issue in all of this. He writes that the encounter with Amy highlights the long-standing, deep-seated racial bias against black and brown folk that permeates the United States, a bias that can be horrific and have many consequences. And he said, focusing on the charges lets Amy and other white people off the hook. They scream for her head while leaving their own prejudices unexamined. They push for her prosecution and pat themselves on the back for having done something about racism, when they're actually doing nothing. Christian Cooper is asking us not to see the incident as a legal matter. Caesar's coin. But a matter of something much deeper. That is, of God. The Pharisees in today's gospel seek to trap Jesus in a legal quandary. But for Jesus, the compassion and justice of God should be the driving focus of our lives. Jesus' response to the Pharisees confronts us today with a demand to act out of our deepest conviction and take responsibility for our actions. The purpose and meaning of life, the path of dealing with the complexities of our world, are found in our struggle with our consciences and in the values we hold in the depths of our hearts. So, my friends, Jesus asks us to look beyond the simplistic politics of black and white legalisms, to realize the dignity possessed by every man, woman, and child as God's sons and daughters, brothers and sisters to one another. And as neighbors living in a community, as citizens of a nation, we are called by Jesus to understand our shared responsibility to provide for the common good and to protect the most vulnerable among us.